Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's May 17, 2021. Welcome, everybody. And this is our weekly call where we do our best to serve the great collective awakening. So grateful that you're here, whether you're live or on the recording. Everything I say here will apply to you equally either way. So for anyone who's new, and for reminders of those who've been here before, what we do is we're going to start by sending a sacred container. After this little intro, I'm going to call the directions and the beautiful divine allies in. I'm sitting in front of a sacred mesa, and we'll have a beautiful energetic container. Once the container is set, I'll invite each of us into embodied awakening, and I'll guide you into that brief process where your higher self comes and merges with your human self. And then all pumped up and primed, we'll then offer ourselves to the beautiful divine allies, who are all beings of love and light and high vibration and benevolent intent. And we'll say, hey, how can we help out the great global awakening? Of course, they do as they will, but lately the very consistent trend has been that each of us receives the individual healing or awakening that most serves us. And the way that the divine promotes the global awakening is each of us individually is taken to the highest awakened state we can hold, which may involve some healing as well. Those of us who are ready and able also will be privileged to process heavy energy for the collective. And what usually happens is by the time we get near the end, we're all in this exquisite, beautiful, high state. Feels really awesome. And as we just exist in that state, just being in the state, the allies radiate the consciousness we hold down to the collective to help everyone else wake up faster. So that's usually what happens. And then toward the end, we then gradually integrate those really sweet high vibrations into our human bodies so that we can take our own awakening up a notch. And for most of us, that incremental awakening can go on as long as we're breathing. So that's what we're up to. And I'm going to now take a pause here on the recording. So with that brief pause on the recording, we just made sure the audio was good, got the final setup done on the tech, and now we're going to get rolling. So the request I always make for an Awakening Plus event first is please do only this, because we're all co-creating a field, even if you're on the recording. It's really helpful if you give us your full attention as if you were right here in the room with me, same kind of vibe. That way you'll have the best experience and the energy you radiate out to the event, which is held in the Akashic Records. The particular consciousness you hold will affect everybody else who does it before, during, or after you. So really just be fully present with this, please. If you can't and you remember, you can always do the event later in the archive. The other thing is if you must leave before we close the container, then just ask the allies to please ease you out of the container and they'll be happy to do that. And you will not disrupt the thing. Even if you're on the recording, please do that because again, you're participating. There's no spectators here, only participants. I'm gonna make one last tweak so no one accidentally unmutes themselves while we're in process and we should be good to go. All right, and this usually takes about an hour. After we complete the process, we'll immediately close the sacred container. And then those who need to go can go, and then we'll open the floor for Q&A and comments for a few minutes afterward. All right, that's all the prelude. So I invite you now to relax and close your eyes. And here we go. Pachamama. Mama Jia, Wirakocha, Inti, Kuichi, I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied fourth density consciousness, service to other or higher. that serves highest good, please. I call spirit songs higher self. I call Amma the hugging saint. I call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. I call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call Sai Ma. I call all my benevolent ancestors. I call all my elemental allies. I call Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. I call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear, Hedgehog. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. All right, there's our container. So now we're going to do the embodied awakening invocation. It takes a sec here to make sure my phone is not going to make sound to disturb us. Alrighty. So the way this works is we're now going to call our higher self into our human body. And metaphorically, it's kind of like your body's a car, your ego slides to the passenger seat, your divine's going to drive. And if at any point your ego doesn't like the divine's driving, all it has to do is slide it right back over, take the wheel, divine steps out with no fuss, and you're back like you used to be. So there's no risk, no danger, reversible at any moment. So your ego can relax. The benefits of embodied awakening include more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you can do more responsibly and joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out mentally so much, you can just know through intuition what to do increasingly, and there's more bliss. Well, that sounds good. In a moment, I'll invite you to speak directly to your higher self out loud if you can, silently if you must. So let's do that now, beginning now, speaking to the higher self. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. let the words go and relax into energy awareness. If you have it, if you can feel energy moving in your body, just notice that passively. If you cannot feel that, then just feel your breath come and go passively. You're just yin, you're just allowing, and you're feeling and noticing. Tips that will help you do this in the best way. I recommend while you're in this invocation process that you do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. I recommend you do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. If you get distracted, I recommend you do not fight or try to change the distraction. I recommend you do not do anything. Just let the distraction be as it is. However, I do recommend that you treat the distraction as an uninvited guest. It is not you. Therefore, you don't have to pay any further attention to it. You can return your attention to your chosen focus, whether that's just energy moving in the body on its own or the breath coming and going on its own. Just relax back into that. If that distraction is still going on in the background, no problem. Let it do its thing. You do your thing. The final nuance, if you wish, is to learn how little effort it actually takes to feel what you're feeling. And if you wish, you can join me right now to fine-tune that. So for beginning, let's just stop to zero effort. Just chill out completely, relax, just be. So now remaining in this zero effort state, are you aware of your chosen focus anyway without even trying? Is there energy awareness or breath awareness just on its own? If there is, zero effort's enough. Yay. If there is not, then you can put in teeny tiny bits of effort, add in bit by bit, until you barely get enough to notice energy or breath, and just stay at that very minimal level of effort. The idea with these invocations is the less effort needed to get the job done, the better. Excess effort slows things down. So you might want to just fine tune that effort level. Zero is great if you can get it. If not, use the bare minimum to feel energy or breath. So I can feel some going into embodied awakening now. By the grace of the divine, I'm able to feel the overall effect of those on the live call and those on the recording afterward. So if you're in embodied awakening, just relax there. The way you'll know if you're there is that four things are all true at the same time. There's no mental chatter, no challenging emotion. It's peaceful. And all this is effortless, totally holds itself. So if you're experiencing that, you've made it to embodied awakening, just relax and be. Just you being in that state is helping everybody else, because the more of us that are there, the easier it is for everyone else to get there. If you're not quite there, continue relaxing into the least effort needed to either feel energy moving or to feel breath coming and going on its own. more and more of us are going into embodied awakening. If you're not there yet, the key is to relax and allow. Remember that effort from the ego slows it down. So relax, use either no effort at all if you're able to feel breath or energy anyway, or use the least effort that allows that awareness. The divine must do this for you. The ego can absolutely not do it for itself. It's above its pay grade. Let the divine do what you have asked it to do with your invocation. We're getting a nice critical mass. A lot of people are in embodied awakening now. Remember, you're participating just as much, even if you're in the recording. The Akashic Records, beyond time and space, brings all of us together. Nice. Okay, I feel like we got a nice critical mass, even if you're not yet in embodied awakening. It's okay, we can all proceed forward. Embodied awakening is optimal, but not required. So I now feel the divine presence. I'm feeling it very much on the crown of my head. So you got a tough job now, folks. Just be. So from this point forward, your best doing is simply being. So I invite you to just relax and continue your awareness. If you feel energy moving, just be completely passive and continue noticing what the energy is doing. If you don't have that awareness, just continue resting in the breath coming and going. The energy awareness may develop during the call, in which case switch over to it. Divine allies, we are so honored to serve. We come to support the great global awakening. We offer ourselves in service. We ask that our service serve the highest good of all concerned, including those who are serving. Please, we ask that each of us here is also served and not overloaded or given too much. We know you wouldn't do it anyway. I'm saying this mainly for the benefit of the humans. But whatever healing, whatever awakening, whatever experience serves highest good of the individuals here and the collective, let it be so. Thank you, allies. We come to serve. So from this point forward, what I'll be experiencing empathically and narrating is what the majority of us are experiencing, but your experience may be different. And if so, let it be what it is. Please do not use effort to change what's happening to you if it's not what I'm describing. The allies are aware of each of us individually, live and on the recording, and each of us is being given a unique and customized experience. So let it be what it is. You're in safe, sacred space. You're relaxed and just feel your focus and let things do what they do. So I'm noticing my head is filling up with light. My body just shifted. It now feels more like energy than solid matter. Yeah, the divine energy is coming on really fast. It's beautiful. There are sometimes periods of longer silence, and that's okay. Just rest in your experience. Know that even though I'm not speaking, I am very much with you energetically. What I am noticing now is a lot of heat in the bottoms of my feet, and that's a sign that heavy energy is being processed through my body. If you are feeling heavy energy leaving out through your hands or your feet or some other way, it might be your own heavy energy being cleared, which is awesome. If you're ready and able, it could be that the allies are putting the heavy energy from our human brothers and sisters through you. And that's a beautiful thing too. They would only do that if your system can handle it, and they will not do it too much. Nobody gets overwhelmed on an Awakening Plus call. Never happened, never will. So you can relax and let the energy move. The allies will also make sure we're all squeaky clean at the end. Yeah, the vibration's getting higher and subtler. There's a steady rise in vibration. Yeah, it feels as if my physical body is being made more and more subtle, higher and higher vibration. And it's in the body. It's the kind of energy I would normally associate with a higher plane, but they're keeping it all right here in the physical form. They're saying they're doing this because they want us to radiate right here in 3D where our bodies are and have this energy radiate out to the collective here. Your body wants to shake or vibrate or tremble, that's fine. If you need to cry or holler or vocalize or move to release something, that's all good, as long as nobody gets hurt. Everyone's muted, so no one's going to hear you. It's also okay if you don't make a sound and you're totally still. Now I'm getting a little more of a both and. The vibration of the body is quite high and subtle. And I'm also becoming aware of our joined consciousness at a higher level. So the group beingness is coming online pretty strongly. So you may notice that part of you is individuated in the body, but part of you is now part of a large field of consciousness that we're all co-creating. This is just a field of being. There's no thought here. I'm not getting any imagery either. It's just a sweet being state, kinesthetic only for me. And if you're ready, this will spontaneously be a both and. You'll be aware of your individual body and the group field. You'll be aware of both at the same time, and it'll just be easy and effortless to hold that dual awareness. Some people have even more points of awareness at the same time, and you'll know that if it's happening. But it will happen spontaneously. Don't try to make that happen. I found that the best policy in the inner worlds is for the ego to relax and just let things happen spontaneously. The ego is way out of its league here. So just relax and let these levels take care of themselves. Feeling some heavy energy processing through me. Feels like it's from the collective. Y'all are doing really good tonight. Everyone's in beautiful flow state. The energy is very smooth. We're working really well together as a team. Thank you so much for your excellent space holding, folks. Each of us is co-creating this. Yeah, the intensity of the energy in my body is turned up noticeably now. It's a pretty intense divine field. I wouldn't even call it good or bad, it's just intense. The energy is really deep and sweet now. There's a lot of intensity in it. It's like a fair amount of heavy energy coming through. There's also a lot of divine bliss in it. Kind of a mixed bag here in a really nice way. they're encouraging us to just be even more. Drop all effort, they're saying, you can now even release any focus. No need to focus even on breath or energy awareness. They invite us all to complete letting go. And they promise that we will be held. So just let it all go and be. Just relax and exist. Once again, whatever benefit you receive is being shared with the collective. Now some heavy energy is being processed through my body. There's some shaking. I'm becoming aware of my physical body becoming gradually more prominent in my awareness. Looks like we're most likely coming back down to integrate. So remain passive, but you might be noticing that gradually more and more of your awareness is coming into your physical body, and that this vibration we've been enjoying out of body is being offered into your body to be soaked up by the cells, the DNA, all of you. Just allow that to saturate your body and soak in as it will. So now some of us are in a both and state, aware of the physical body and also aware of the super high vibration in the body. My eyes are open. So that was a little shorter than usual, by about 10 minutes, but the divine knows what it's doing. So let me make sure that we're complete before I close the mesa. Yeah, they're saying we're done. Thank you, allies. So I'm going to close the container. We're a coachan inti creechi Thank you, allies, for your beautiful service opportunity tonight. We're so grateful to be able to be here and support the Great Global Awakening. Thank you, allies, for the beautiful blessings we have received in the course of our service, our own healings and awakenings. Thank you so much. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you allies still working with anyone who's been part of this call, please stay with them for as long as it serves that person's highest good. I request that you stay with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate and to whom? Okay, the sacred container is closed. For those of you who are not yet members of Awakening Plus, the things you can get as a member that you can't get by coming to the free events. The juiciest and coolest events are members only. For example, this Wednesday night, May 19th, we're doing Shamanic Awakening Ceremony, a very intense and powerful event where you can clear a lot of heavy energy. Again, most of the unique events are members only. And of course, only members get access to the archive of the events afterward. There's now over 325 events in there. There's also a best of guide to help you pick the very best ones, divided into 12 categories. We've also got the 16-part Invocation Masterclass. You can pick an accountability partner, and there's other cool stuff as well. So if you'd like to check all that out, go to awakeningplus.com and try out our $1 for 30-day trial. See if you like it. Thank you. So anyone who needs to depart now, the container's closed. And you're also welcome to hang around for Q&A and feedback. So I'm now going to allow for people to unmute themselves. And you can either unmute and speak. It's star 6 if you're on a phone, or just click the microphone icon with the red stripe over it if you're on the web. And you're also welcome to type something in the chat window if you prefer that way of communicating. The floor is open. And if we hit a stretch where no one's talking, that's a great opportunity just to relax into this beautiful field of energy which remains sweet for quite a while, even after we close. So again, the floor is open.
Yeah, that's your thing, honey.
So Cass is first.
Yeah, and, hi.
And Sandra, you'll be next. Hi.
Hi there. I had a very unusual sensation this evening. When you were, you said it was one of those times when you said, you know, go to zero or whatever like that. I most often can feel the energy all the time, and it's coming in through my head and mostly out through my fingers, really big. But suddenly it was as though all of me dissolved in some kind of a very large collective. And I was not the least bit scared, but it was weird to not even be. And that was a strange thing. It was lovely, but it probably lasted, I don't know, 4 minutes or something like that. And I was back.
I'm jealous.
Oh,
that's awesome.
It was pretty impressive. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah. But that's all. Thank you.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. I have had experiences in the past where I just kind of dissolved into oneness, and it was really sweet. So lovely. Congratulations. So again, she's muted. The person who was there a moment ago is welcome to unmute again. I've already forgotten your name. Sorry. Or anyone else, anyone's welcome to unmute and share their experience or their question or whatever it may be. Or we can just hang out in the sweet energy for a while. That's fine too. Brenda has typed, "Thank you, Benjamin. I enjoyed such a sweet lightness. I felt something similar as first speaker. She described it so well. Thank you again. Much love to y'all." I'm glad you got to dissolve for a while too. Trisha says she's still kind of blissed out. I understand. Me too. Wow, it seems like the energy is getting stronger again. It's lovely. Jean's typing, "I had a little bit of itchiness and restless leg. For most of the time, I was in a heavenly floating zone." Very nice. Congratulations, Jean. I just remembered her name is actually Jeannie. So my apologies for the mispronunciation. Yeah, they're giving us a lovely little energetic encore here. Really sweet energy. Jean says, "See, your memory works fine." That's funny. I did an intro on my latest newsletter talking about all the things I was doing to make sure my memory stayed sharp in my 60s. Let's see. Roshana says, "First timer, very grateful to all for this experience." Well, Roshana, we are grateful that you're here, and we hope you'll come back. All the Monday night events are free, open to everyone. Yeah, they're really hitting us on the encore beautifully. That's so strong and sweet. It's unusual for the post energy to be so strong. I'm very grateful. Deanna, hi.
Hi. I had quite a different experience, and it started before the call. Shortly before the call, I went on a walk, and at every step I took, I felt like I was bound from the waist down, like just bound with ropes tying me to the ground.
Wow.
And it was uncomfortable and hard to take each step.
Okay.
So we redirected to come back home because I thought there's something going on and I can't walk. Mm-hmm. And we came past a house in the neighborhood that, as you walk by it, it feels and looks like there's some really hard stuff happening there. Mm-hmm. You know, I often am concerned about children and animals when I go by there.
Okay.
And today there was a puppy out there who had gotten himself tangled, and he was bound by his leash enough that he could get up and move around, but only enough to get up and stretch. And he laid there curled in a ball and didn't seem to be fighting for anything, to get loose, to greet me, to anything. And I was very saddened by it. And so we came home, and I thought, well, you know, maybe this call is a time to send whatever they need. I don't know how to help the people there. I don't know how to help the animals there. So maybe Spirit can help out. And I feel like the allies directing us, you know, for energy in our own general vicinity, own neighborhoods. I felt like it was perfect timing. But during the call, I instantly felt warmth from my waist all the way through my legs, and I feel like I'm submerged in a hot tub.
Ooh.
Just really comfortable, relaxed, no pain. It's very interesting. And then my upper body is just kind of blissed out. I'm not really sure what they're doing, but I'm enjoying it. And I feel like it is radiating out. And in my neighborhood, I know where it is going.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, you know, we're able to help in ways that we don't, when we don't know what to do.
Yeah.
So thank you. Thank you. And thank you, everybody, for doing this kind of work.
Uh-huh. Well, based on how you're describing how you're feeling now, I'm jealous of you too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of a good feeling. I'm not complaining.
Don't get me wrong, I'm feeling pretty good, but some of these people are having amazing experiences tonight. That's great.
Yeah. So thank you.
You're welcome. So I'm beginning to feel a winding up energy. So if anyone else has anything that would like to speak or type, this would be a good moment to do it. We'll leave a moment longer for any of that that wants to happen. Wow, the allies are turning up the bliss again. Really nice. All right, final call for input. Deanna types, thank you, all y'all. We did really good work tonight. Our neighbors need us. Yeah. Think globally, act locally. All right, that feels like a wrap. Thank y'all so much. What a lovely night. It's really grateful to everyone. So, thanks again for being here. We do this every Monday night, and everyone is always welcome to do our newest support calls on Monday nights at 8 p.m. U.S. Eastern Time. And you can also go to astroshaman.com, and on the homepage blog area, there will always be a listing of the current Awakening Plus events. And again, about half are free to everyone, about half are members only. So check them out, and we'd love to have you. Thanks again for being here. Oh, I forgot to mention, if you're interested in working with me directly, you can go to astroshaman.com. I do astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, life coaching, and other stuff. So you can check it all out there if you're interested. Thanks again for being here. Many blessings to you all. Good night.